This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayera, and in Parshas Vayera we continue with the Nisyonos, experiences, and uplifting life of Avram Avinu. A lot happens in this week's Parsha. It begins in Perek Yud Ches with the famous visit of the Malachim to the tent of Avram and Sarah, the Hachnasas Archim of Avram Avinu, the Brecha of the Malachim, that Sarah would have a child. In Perek Yud Ches, we have the destruction of Sodom and Amorah. Ammon and Moab are born from their father Lot in the cave. I'm going a little bit out of order. Avram was Masak and Tefillah Shachus in this parasha, as the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos Chafav Amud Beis. The pasuk says in our parasha, Yud Tes Chav Zayin Vayashkim Avram Baboker Al Makom Asher Amachem Es Pnei Hashem. The Gemara says that Avram was Masak and Tefillah Shachus, Sodom and Amor destroyed, Ammon and Moab are born. We also have in this week's parasha the birth of Yitzchak. After 190 years respectively, Avram and Sarah give birth to Yitzchak. A big party is made when he is weaned. Bris Mila happens on the eighth day. I'm going a little bit out of order again. In Perachov Beis, we have Hagar is chased away with Yishma. In Perachov Beis, we have the Akedas Yitzchak. I want to focus on a specific pasuk from the Akedah towards the very end of the parasha. So we know the basic story, the narrative of the Akedah. Kosh Baruch Hu commanded Avram to take your son, your only one, the only one that you love, Yitzchak, and go for yourself to the land of Moriah and bring up as an Ola on one of the mountains that I will tell you. He takes his two lads with him, Ashaz Yishmael and Eliezer. They go to this mountain. You stay here with the donkey. Me and the lad will go yonder. We will worship. We will return to you. Yitzchak says, here are all the materials for the sacrifice, but where is the animal that we are shechting? And Avram says, Hashem will show for himself the animal, an offering for my son. They walk together. Okay, of course, as he is about to shecht his son, he takes the machalis in his hand. An angel of Rachamim calls out, Avram, Avram, don't do it. Don't even do anything to the child. Don't kill him. Don't even make a scratch. Now I know that you are God-fearing. Okay, what happens in the aftermath of the Akedah? And by the way, of course, this Perek, Perek of Beis, is the Kriya Satorah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The experience of the Akedah Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, is an integral part of our Rosh Hashanah Avodah, from the narrative that is read as Kriyas HaTorah on the second day, to the shofar, of course, the shofar of Yitzchak, of the Isle of Yitzchak, I should say, that is blown on Rosh Hashanah, as well as in the Zichronos, we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to remember the merit of the Akedah. What happens after the angel tells Avram not to do this Maisa? Perichav Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayisa Avram Esenav, Avram lifts his eyes, Vayar Vihine Aya Achar Nechaz Besach Bekarnav, Avram sees a ram after caught in the thicket by its horns, Vayelech Avram Vayikachas Ha'ayu Vayelech La'ola Tachas Beno. Avram goes and he takes this ram and he shechts it as an Ola offering instead of his son. Perek of Beis Pasuk Gedal, which is what I want to focus on. Ayikar Avram Shem Hamakom Hahu Hashem Yireh. Avram called the name of this place Hashem Yireh. May Adjosh Bereshis Rabban Nun Vav Yud, Parshan Nun Vav Simad Yud, tells us that the name Yerushalayim comes from Avram Venus Hashem Yireh, and from Malki Tzedek's Shalim. In Perikadad, we meet Malki Tzedek Melech Shalim. So the first part of the word Yerushalayim Yireh was contributed by Avram Avinu right here. When he said Hashem Yireh, Hashem said, oh, that'll be the first part of the name for Yerushalayim. And when Malki Tzedek was the king of Shalim, and he called it Shalim, that is the second half of the name Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim comes from both Avram and Malki Tzedek. Okay, Vayikra Avram Shema Makuma Hashem Yireh. Avram called the name of this place Hashem Yireh. Asher Yeh Amar Hayom, as it is said on this day, Bahar Hashem Yireh, on the mountain Hashem will be seen. Very interesting. What is the word Hayom doing here? Listen again to the pasuk. Vayikra Avram Shem Hamakomhu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yeh Amar Hayom, Bahar Hashem Yireh. First of all, you already told me Bahar Hashem Yireh when you said Hashem Yireh. Why not just finish the pasuk after Vayikra Avram Shem Hamakomahu, and Avram called the name of this place Hashem Yireh. Call it Hashem Yireh. You have the name of Yerushalayim. Continue with the narrative. Why does the pasuk continue and say Asher Yeh Amar Hayom? It will be said on this day, Bahar Hashem Yireh, on the mountain Hashem will be seen. What is the second of the pasuk teaching us? And even more, why does it have the word Hayom? That seems to be very strange. Asher Yomar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. Shouldn't it just say Asher Yomar, that it will be said Bahar Hashem Yireh, on the mountain Hashem will be seen? What is this word Hayom doing here? It's not today it will be said. Today? What's today? Avram Avinu was saying, on this day it will be said, Baruch Hashem Yireh. What's the word Hayom doing here? Like we know, nothing in the Torah is accidental, coincidental, superfluous. So what is this word Hayom? So I'm going to quote the Medrash Agadah that Rashi quotes. Rashi says, Medrash Agadah, an Agadic Midrash, interprets the verse as follows. Hashem Yireh, Hashem will see, Akeda Zu, Hashem will see this binding, this Akeda, Lisloach the Yisrael, to forgive, Slicha, to forgive Klal Yisrael b'chol shana every year, ulahatzila min ha-puranus, and to save Klal Yisrael from punishment, from travail, from affliction, kedesha ye amer, so it will be said, hayom hazeh, on this day, b'chol adoros habayim, in all future generations, b'har shem ye ra'a, on the mountain of God it will be seen, Ephro shel Yitzchak, the ashes, the proverbial metaphysical ashes of Yitzchak, tzavur va'omeid, are piled up and standing, l'kapara to atonement. Very interestingly, of course, this is the Torah reading for Rosh Hashanah. The ayil's shofar is the shofar blowing for Rosh Hashanah. The Zichronus Bracha concludes with Asen Kodesh Baruch Hu to remember Berachmi Makedes Yitzchak Hayom Tizkor. And we have here the addition of the word Hayom. This pasuk really could be totally read without Hayom. What does Hayom come to teach us? So Rashi, quoting on Midrashic Agadah, comes to tell us that every year on this day, Hashem will see the binding, he will forgive Israel, lisloach liYisrael, to save them from punishment. So it will be said, hayom hazeh, on this day, b'chol adoros habayim, in all future generations, bar Hashem yira'eh, Ephro shel Yitzchak, there will be seen before God the ashes of Yitzchak piled up and standing before him as a kapara, an atonement for Kal Yisrael. So this insertion of the word Hayom teaches us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that great day sees the ashes of Yitzchak piled up, the proverbial, metaphysical, experiential ashes of Yitzchak piled up, it is a kapara and a slicha for the children of Avram Avinu. I want to quote from Rabbi Daniel Glatstein, and he writes about the word Hayom. He begins by quoting from the pasuk Sefer Iyov. The pasuk says in Sefer Iyov, Perek Al Pasuk Vav, "Vayihi Hayom, Vayavo Bnei HaElokim Lehisyasev Al Hashem." It was that day, and the angels came to stand before Hashem. The term Hayom is ambiguous. What day is this speaking about? In the pasuk in Iyov, "Vayihi Hayom," Rashi says Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Daniel Gladstein points out that every year before Rosh Hashanah, we read Parshas Nitzavim from Sefer Devarim, Perek. The first pasuk in Nitzavim says, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulachem." All of you are standing today. The Paradis Yosef and others explain what is this referring to Rosh Hashanah. On this day, we stand in pachad and fear on trepidation before Hashem, and therefore this parsha is always read before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yamim Noraim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Once again, the word Hayom. So pay attention. Sefer Iyov, Vayihi Hayom, Vayivo Bnei Elokim Isasev Al Hashem. Vayihi Hayom. What is Hayom? Says Rashi, Rosh Hashanah. In Parshas Nitzavim, the first pasuk tells us, "Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem." All of you are standing this day. What is Hayom? The Paradis Yofisuk explains it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Malachim Beis Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches, the pasuk says, "Vayihi Hayom," and it was on this day. "Vayavar Elisha El Shunam." Elisha went to the Shunami, the Isha Shunamis, who built up a special room in the attic, who ultimately he brought Tchis HaMesim Tarsan. The Zohar comments, any place where it says Vayihi Hayom, it is Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so the Zohar Kabbalistically tells us when it says Vayihi Hayom, it is that day. What Yom are we referring to? It is the day of Rosh Hashanah. So he brings us three psukim from Iyo, Vayihi Hayom, Vayivo Bnei Elokim Isasev Al Hashem. Nitzavim Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Malachim Beis, Vayihi Hayom, Vayavar Elisha Al Shunam. And the Zohar says there that any place where it says Vayihi Hayom, we're referring to Rosh Hashanah. Furthermore, Rabbi Daniel Gladstein brings us another pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, L'mishpatecha Amdu Hayom, Ki Akal Avadecha. For your judgment, Amdu Hayom, we stood today, for we are all your servants. Says Rabbi Daniel Glatzin, the frame of reference here is clearly Rosh Hashanah. L'mishpatecha, for your judgment, amdu hayom, we all stand today. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Zatzal, in fact, says the gematria of this pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, L'mishpatecha amdu hayom, ki akol avadecha. Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld says the gematria of this pasuk is the same as the gematria of Rosh Hashanah. I did not work out the gematria. I'm quoting Rabbi Daniel Glatzin, who's quoting Rav Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. But we see clearly from these four sources, Sefer Iyo, Vayihi Hayom, Vayavo B'nei Elo, Elokim, Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim, Hayam Kuchem, Malachim Beis Dalad Ches, Vayihi Hayam, Vayavar Alisha Al Shunam. And finally, Rabbadina Glatzin adds a pasuk from Telem Kufya Teslam Mishpatecha Amdu Hayam Kyo Kalavadacha. Quoting Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, the gematria of that pasuk is Rosh Hashanah. So now Rabbi Gladstein says, why is the generic term Hayom taken to mean Rosh Hashanah? We brought four examples from Tanakh where Hayom means Rosh Hashanah with the interpretation of the commentators. Why does Hayom mean Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Daniel Gladstein says, quoting from Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elazar taught his Talmidim, Shuv Yom Echad Lefnei Misascha, repent one day before your death. So the student said, how do we know what day we'll die? So he said, that's exactly right, said the Tana. You don't know what day you will die. Do teshuvah every day. Perhaps tomorrow one will die. Rabbi Gladstein says, we learn from here, teshuvah should not be limited to any specific time. It should become a daily exercise. The proper way to live is to be doing teshuvah on a regular basis. So you might be wondering, why are we learning about a pasuk, hayom, by the Akedah? That has to do with teshuvah and Rosh Hashanah. Aren't we past the season of the Yamim Menorah? Maybe we don't have to think about it till next year. We're 5784. I made it through the din already. I was inscribed in the Sefer HaChayim, Baruch Hashem. So why do I have to think about this? Why do I have to think about this? Because when is Hayom? Asher Ye Amar Hayom Bahar Hashem Yireh. When do we want Hashem to see the ashes of Yitzchak before him as a mirror for us? Perhaps the Hayom of this pasuk by the Akedah Chav Beis Yadad refers to the same Hayom that Rabbi Daniel Gladstein brings us four different places in Tanakh. First to the Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. The Hayom when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the ashes, Akedah HaYitzchak HaYom Berachmim Tizkar. The Hayom when he hears the shofar of the ayah being blown. The Hayom when the merit of Akedah HaYitzchak stands for us. But maybe the lesson is it's not only on that day. It's every single day. Rabbi Daniel Gladstein says the proper way to live is to be doing teshuvah on a regular basis. In fact, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah who writes, one should do teshuvah prior to going to bed at night. The Sefer Reishis Chachma writes, one should repent before eating. Nefesh HaChaim, the Guru of Chaim Volozhiner, discusses doing teshuvah prior to learning Torah. The basic principle is that teshuvah should become a constant companion in our lives. And therefore, says Rabbi Glatzi, we can suggest that Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom for this reason. The quality of repentance that characterizes Rosh Hashanah should define each and every day of our lives. And perhaps that's what this pasuk by the Akedah Yitzchak is referring to as well. Vayikra Avram Shemim Akam Hu Hashem Yireh. Hashem said, this place is Hashem Yireh. And sure, Yomar Hayom. Every day I yid masay, what lessons can I learn in my life today? Today is a day to come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam. Today is a day for teshuvah. Today is a day to mend my ways. Oh, it's not Elo. Oh, it's not the source of my teshuvah. Oh, I'm in Cheshvan. I'm in Kisev. I'm in Teves. Who says in Kisev, Teves, and Shva, we don't have to be closer to teshuvah? Asher Ye Amar Hayom. Every single day has to be a day of repentance. And perhaps this Hayom is specifically referring to the avoda of the Akedah that is so intertwined with Rosh Hashanah. In the Sefer Days of Awe, Days of Joy, Rav Meir Twersky Shlita says, many people think about Teshuvah from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yud Tishrei. But how many people think of Teshuvah from Yud Tishrei through Rosh Chodesh Elul? As with Hashem, the Shabbos, when we learn the story of the narrative of the Akedah, and we come to this pasuk, we should have in mind the power of Hayom. Yes, perhaps it's a reference, not perhaps. Like Rashi says, it is a reference, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering the day for Slicha and Kapara, but we have to take the lessons of Hayom and apply it to every single day of our lives. We should not wait till Rosh Chodesh Elul that's coming to say, now I'm going to repent. Every day, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Mischasa, and then every day we'll have the power of Hayom. Kol Tov, wishing everybody a beautiful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.